Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2493. The Most Common Cause for Overeating and How to Overcome It by Lizzie Merritt with TinyBuddha.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Saturday. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. Now, earlier this week, I read to you a post that discussed whether foods can be addictive. In that post, and in my commentary after, I talked about overeating. So, today's topic is actually sticking with that theme, and I promise you're going to find it fascinating. So, with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Most Common Cause for Overeating and How to Overcome It by Lizzie Merritt with TinyBuddha.com. Quote, "When we run from our feelings, they follow us everywhere." Martha Beck, PhD. I've tried paleo, the 4-hour body, even body for life. I've tried intermittent fasting. That was no fun. I've tried low carb, carb cycling, and carb binging. While I don't think that that's a diet strategy, it was what I experienced. Sure, I lost weight temporarily, but I never felt like I arrived. I never felt good. Ironically, it took me gaining weight to learn the secret. How will I know when I've arrived? Is there an image inside your head of what you should look like? I was haunted by those before and after pictures. I could certainly identify with the before picture, and I wanted to look like the after picture. But no matter how disciplined I ate, no matter how many fitness classes I did, I never felt like I reached the after picture. Eventually, my partner's job changed and stress decided to make itself a nice and comfy spot on the internal couch in my mind. I found myself eating in front of the TV after dinner. I would sneak squares of chocolate when no one was looking. I had an extra glass of wine at night. Pretty soon, my clothes didn't fit quite right. Well, I lost the weight before, I can do it again, right? But this time, my old tricks were not working. Not good enough. Early in our lives, the world teaches us that we need to have the perfect body in order to be worthy. Worthy of love, attention, validation, you name it. And we learn that lesson well. We may not like it, but deep down, how our bodies look really matters. And no matter how we look, we don't look good enough. Just spend 30 minutes watching TV and all the commercials will tell you. Nearly every ad campaign is telling us something to the effect of, we are not attractive enough unless we buy their product. We are not slim enough unless we buy their product. Or, we are not happy enough, but we will be if we buy their product. Naturally, not being fill-in-the-blank enough feels bad. What do we turn to in order to help ourselves feel better? The commercials have an answer for that too. Their ads perpetuate the lie that food will make us feel better. For so many of us, Eating is an unconscious way of avoiding pain, the pain of worry, fear, anger, stress, and doubt, all of which are normal feelings that are universal to us as humans. The thing is, these feelings are signals from our bodies. They are flashing signs with a message that we fail to read because we have our blinders on. We end up creating a layer of armor, otherwise known as fat, that protects us from our pain. The problem is that running from our pain creates new stresses like weight gain and health problems, which are more painful than the original painful feelings we tried to escape from. You are not broken. There is no need to fix it. So how do we fix the pain that was caused by avoiding the pain? We can remove the armor of fat by letting down our defenses and allowing ourselves to not fix our pain, worry, fear, or anger. When we make these feelings okay, we honor ourselves and our bodies. We have these feelings for a reason. They are not meant to be ignored. If we let ourselves really feel those painful emotions, we can then start the process of letting them go instead of stuffing them down our throats. Once we no longer have to protect ourselves from pain, then we are able to let go of our excess weight as well. Quote, "So even if the hot loneliness is there, and for 1.6 seconds we sit with that restlessness when yesterday we couldn't sit for even one, that's the journey of the warrior." Pema Chodron. I was finally able to simply acknowledge my fear of the unknown. Just naming it helped me to be still with it. I began to realize that it was not my extra weight that was the problem. My fear of the unknown was the disease that caused the symptom of gaining weight. Gradually, I began, and am still learning, to appreciate my body for showing up for me. If I want to stand up, my legs work. If I want to eat, my insides digest my food. If I wanted to see, I open my eyes. For me, acknowledging my feelings is the key to loving my body and letting go of unhealthy weight. Letting go practice. Try this quick visualization technique to practice honoring your feelings and letting them go. Take a deep breath. Try to name what it is that you are feeling. Just naming it helps. Feel where that feeling resides in your body. Is it creating tension in your shoulders? A feeling in the pit of your stomach? Imagine this feeling as a gas. Give it a color like yellow, green, gray, or black. Pretend that you're able to reach into your body and compress this feeling like a snowball. Make it smaller and smaller until you can hold it in your hand. Now imagine that you are able to put a glass sphere around this feeling. See the gas inside of the glass ball. Mentally reach into your body and remove the ball of gas. Hold it in your hand and extend your arm. Loosen your fingers a little and notice your fingerprints on the glass. You have held it inside your body for so long that it almost felt like it was part of you, but it is separate and you can let it go. Imagine opening your fingers and slowly letting the ball drop to the floor. You may feel an irrational desire to scoop it up as it's falling. This is normal because the pain is so familiar that it almost feels scary to lose it. Let the ball drop all the way to the floor and shatter. See the gas escape and disappear, washed away in the clean air. This may take some practice since we're often good at letting go and then grabbing our fears back so we can dwell on them. Stick with it. You might just find that releasing strong emotions lightens your physical body as well as your spiritual one. You just listened to the post titled "The Most Common Cause for Overeating and How to Overcome It" by Lizzie Merritt with tinybuddha.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you happen to listen to my commentary from the post about food addiction earlier this week, you may remember me talking about cognitive behavioral therapy. That's again where a therapist helps patients monitor their thoughts and behaviors. Today's author, Lizzie, gave us some great examples of cognitive behavioral techniques. You remember those visualization techniques she described? Those were ways of monitoring thoughts and feelings and changing our behavior to help deal with unpleasant thoughts and feelings specifically. These types of techniques are often recommended by many therapists because they tend to work, so long as we practice using them. Just as Lizzie said, stick to it. Just like any other habit, we need to try and make our behaviors automatic. That way, if we experience these feelings again, we have a go-to technique to help reduce them. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.